This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yes, sir. That is the way we do it. Okay, we're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. And a good afternoon, Mark. How the heck you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. Maybe not quite as optimistic as Micah Parsons saying that we're just about ready to get the fun started, and it's exciting. They have Tampa, Philly, Washington for the playoffs. Can they do it, Mark?
Well, listen, Tampa's playing pretty good football right now. There's no question about it. And I tell you, I had them a couple weeks ago. And, you know, one of the things that I always think is cool is when you're playing for something bigger than yourself. And, you know, human nature is not necessarily always that way. You know, you're thinking about yourself. You're thinking, like, how many times do you celebrate somebody else's promotion like it's your own promotion, right? Mm-hmm. As opposed to sitting there behind the back of the guy going or the gal going, oh, I deserve that promotion. Those people got lucky, or they don't really work like I work. Or like, sports is the one place, other than raising your kids, where you can celebrate somebody else's success like it's your own. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about sports, right? I celebrated every touchdown. I've never scored a touchdown at any level in my entire life, but I celebrated everyone like I did. And for Tampa, when I talked to him a couple of weeks ago, they had just gotten Mike Evans back. And I was like, so Baker, you know, Mike Evans, he goes, he needs 99.5 yards per game to go over 1,000 for the 11th straight. Like, I didn't even ask the question. And he laid it out for me. And it means nothing to Mike Evans. It means everything to me as a quarterback. It means everything to the offensive line, everything to the play caller. We're going to get him that record. You know, Jerry Rice is the only receiver ever to get 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards. He can tie Jerry Rice this year. And by the way, he'll be the first ever to do it from his rookie year on. So it's an incredible record, but they are all dialed in. And when you're dialed in like that, man, I tell you what, it's exciting. But what I watched last week, and listen, man, I don't know what was going on in Carolina, but that's the Dallas Cowboy team that I think we expected to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, they absolutely shoved the Carolina defense around. And I did a Carolina game a few weeks ago. Actually, I did Tampa, Carolina a few weeks ago. And a Carolina team that played good, solid defense. And they got shoved around. I mean, like, I just sent a bunch of film clips to my guys, you know, my producer, my director, and my guys that I work with on these games. And it was an embarrassing performance. The Dallas Cowboys absolutely shoved, I mean shoved around the Carolina Panthers defense that had been playing pretty good, to the tune of 7 explosive runs, 6 explosive pass plays. I mean, they shoved them around, and I thought, man, that's the Dallas team that we thought, the way they were going to run the ball, that'll look great. I mean, I just thought it was a really good performance by the Dallas Cowboys.
Sting, I agree with you, and I guess some of the pushback that Cowboy fans will give is, well, It is still Carolina, and maybe they've got a lack of talent. They're not very good. The teams that they've kind of had success against, Cincinnati, bad defense. Having obviously played the sport, I mean, what would your opinion be? Does it matter? Everyone's getting paid in the NFL. These are all pros.
I watched them handle the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Bucs are playing really good football on their playoff team. And so, yeah, like, hey, man, like there's, you can't play 11, you remember, you can't play 17, 18 games, you know, on adrenaline. Like at some point you got to, you know, put your hand in the dirt and you got to play football and you got to defend that dirt. And the Carolina Panthers defensively over the last about 5 or 6 weeks, just look them up, that like they have actually played pretty good football against the Kansas City team. They've played pretty decent football against, you know, I mean, I'll go up and down the teams they played against. And so, like, I thought defensively they had turned a corner. Do they have elite-level talent? No, they don't. I mean, Horn is a really good player. They've kind of got a patchwork defensive line, but I'm telling you, those guys have played really pretty good football, and they've got Clowney on one edge and DJ Wonnum, who they signed in as a free agent on the other edge. They're pretty solid, you know, or they have played pretty solid over the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I've looked at all their games. Again, like, I don't want to throw shade. I thought the Cowboys just came out offensive line-wise and kicked their ass, and, you know, I haven't seen that. I mean, they haven't done it to anybody else. They've run the ball better the last couple of weeks, but they haven't played like that against other people, and so, you know, it's probably a little bit of both, but I was impressed with the way the Cowboys played.
So, Mark, you talk about the offensive line there, and everything's turned over from Zach Martin. But as you said, a lot of these undrafted guys or third-day pick guys are pushing around a couple of teams here. Would you stay invested with those guys, or did they need to go back to the blue-chip type of prospects that made that great line?
Blue-chip prospect, that doesn't mean anything to me. It's about development. It's about guys, you know, playing together and having continuity. You know, it's always nice to have a blue chip guy in there, right? Whatever. But, you know, again, we get into that, the draft, and we like, hey, man, is there a great offensive lineman that you think is going to play? Yeah, I'll take him. You can't get five of them. I promise you that. You're not going to draft five of them. So you still have to, regardless if you get a blue chip guy or not, you still got to develop them. And, oh, by the way, I've seen quite a few blue-chip guys that aren't worth a squirt of piss. So at every position. So, like, it still has to be developed. But, man, I can work with some of the guys you have. And so, listen, man, that's what I would say is, hey, it's just about coaching, about getting them to play the right techniques. And I think one of the things that we often forget, and I always tell people this, I've got a bunch of just little things that I talk about, but, you know, and I'll just keep it simple and I'll keep it quick. It's the most skilled position in football. Playing offensive line and blocking people is the most skill in football. And, you know, I could play a game of catch with any of you. You know, we could catch the ball. We could throw it back and forth to each other. We could have a lot of fun. If a one-on-one drill broke out, I would whip your ass. And I'm old and broken, but I have a skill that I developed over many, many years. And it hasn't left me. And so, you know, it's one of those things. You're blocking people that are better athletes than you, that are the same size and same strength. And you know what? You think about this. Like, it's the only sport in the world where you're asked to beat a guy that's better than you 65 straight plays, you know, athletically better than you 65 straight plays. If you give up one sack, that guy goes to a Pro Bowl and you're a piece of garbage.
Well,
like, name one other position in any sport where the lesser athletes that is matched up against the better athlete is supposed to win 100% of the battles.
It's insider call. Yeah, no, you're on it.
Brought to you by
Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Yeah, for the record, Stink, I would love to toss the pill around the yard with you, man. That'd be a great time.
But I don't know, man. It's got to be a short passing game. My shoulders are wrecked.
That's perfect. How do you look at the NFC now? Has Detroit lost some shine? Are you buying what the Eagles are selling? Maybe the Packers, Vikings? The NFC is pretty interesting right now.
Yeah, they're pretty loaded right now. Obviously, you know, I mean, went back on Breakfast Ball this morning, the show I do on FS1 at 8 a.m. Eastern every morning, and talked about last year after Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions lost to San Francisco in the playoffs, talking about how he addressed the team and say, hey, man, these chances don't come around very often. You may never get this chance again. And, boy, it looks like a self-fulfilling prophecy right now, because they've got 13 guys on the defensive side of the ball that have either, like, gone on IR or out for a significant amount of time. Now David Montgomery, it just went out with an injury. At some point, they were my number one team since week one. At some point, you can't overcome that, man. It's the way the league is structured and built. Like, you know, you've got, I call it the 80-20 rule. You know, 80% of the money is taken up by 20% of the players. And 20% of the money is shared through 80% of the other, you know, the players. You pay your superstars in this league. And where you save money, where you create opportunity or space on that cap, is you keep a bunch of backups that aren't worth that can't play. And so when you lose, you know, one or two starters, you can manage that. You start losing 4, 5, 6, look at San Francisco. You start losing that many starters, I'm sorry, you're going to struggle. Because the backups aren't meant to play in this league. They're not good enough. There's a reason they're backups. And you keep guys as opposed – like one of the things that's happened with this last collective bargaining agreement is we've really squeezed out the middle-class player. When I came in the league, every backup we had was an 8-year vet that started for 4 years somewhere. Like, that's the way we did it. And that way, if you had a guy go down, you knew that you had an experienced dude that had a lot of starting under his belt and that was going to come in there and play well. But it doesn't exist. That's not how the league is structured anymore. So it makes it tough.
So Kansas City now with the injury to Mahomes, a lot of, you know, tight wins and low scoring out point. Are you still with Kansas City, or do you think Buffalo might be the favorite going into the AFC?
Right now, if I had to pick, Buffalo's going to the, you know, Buffalo will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. All things being equal, they got to be healthy, obviously, and all that kind of stuff. But Josh Allen is playing incredible football. You know, so many people said, hey, Buffalo's going to take a big step back because they lost Stephon Diggs and they lost, you know, Gabe Davis and this, that, and the other. And what they ended up doing is saying, hey, man, we're going to become a more balanced offense. We're not going to rely on Josh Allen throwing it every down. We're going to be able to run the ball. You know, Josh is going to run it when we get into the red zone and some of that stuff, but we're going to take some of the weight of a game plan off of his shoulders. And, you know, I've had this conversation with a lot of different offensive play callers, head coaches, coordinators, like the importance of taking the quarterback off the high dive. There are guys like Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow sits on the high dive for 65 plays in a row. And I don't know if you've ever stood on a high dive, man, but you get up there, even if it's only 12 feet, it looks like you're a mile up before you hit the water. I mean, it's frightening. And you don't ever take any pressure off that guy. And I'm a big believer, they call them breather plays. I'm a big believer to have a bunch of breather plays in there where the quarterback, one, doesn't have to think and he's not under duress. Just handing it off. Hey, this play is good against anything. Call it and run it. All right, we're going to run 18 handoff force on two. Ready, break. I don't even have to think. I just turn around and hand the ball off. Oh, it's glorious, right? I mean, that's you got to have some of that stuff. All right, I'm running a bubble screen. I don't have to think. I'm just throwing the bubble screen. I'm throwing the smoke. And, like, those things help you to kind of gather and exhale for a second. Like, that stuff is important. And so, anyhow, that's a belief that I have, and I think it's something that you know that you've got to have, and I think they've done that for Josh Allen this year.
Great stuff as always, Mark. Have an awesome week, and we'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
Thank you, guys. Take care, man.
There he goes, Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. All righty, we got 3 down, 2 to go, in addition to the finest coming up next, Chief.
Who's got Coach Gruden feeling nicey this week? We laugh at the Bears' misery and one of the baddest beats of all time next in the nation.